Welcome to the Nehemiah Entrepreneurship E-Community Podcast. I'm your host, Teresa Gay, and I'm here today with Wendy Clem. Wendy is our regional director for North America, as well as director for the U.S. Wendy, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Patrice. It's great to be here.
It is. You know, you're special. I made an exception on my birthday just to interview you.
You know, Patrice, I was thinking about that last night. I thought, gosh, it's not everybody who gets to celebrate with you on a podcast for your birthday.
I know. This is a special one. Well, you know, by the way, I want to say thank you to all of those friends and family out there who have wished me a happy birthday. I'm grateful. That is sweet. So I see some birthday. Some people already jumped in and shared some birthdays here. So, yeah, thank you. Happy birthday. Thank you so much for all your birthday wishes. I'm grateful. And you know, my youngest sister, Wendy, Sandrine, if you're listening, thank you. Your Marie Noel. So my youngest sister, Sandrine, sent I want to read her post. And my older sister gave a nice post as well, but my younger sister's, she says, "Happy birthday, Patrice, my big brother. Yes, today I don't feel alone anymore. I know you care about us. Thank you for holding our hands, for the training, just for being there. May God bless you abundantly for all you're doing for the family. We really appreciate it. Mom would have been proud of you. Thank you for being patient with us. Enjoy your day." Isn't that sweet?
That is very nice. It is very nice. Very nice words for you, and so true. I happen to agree with her. I think your mom would be very proud of you on what you have done with this business and how you are helping entrepreneurs around the globe and especially in Africa, and what you're doing there with your mom. So doing so much for the entrepreneurs in her country and even the women entrepreneurs. If I remember correctly, didn't she start Women in Business herself?
She did.
In Africa, yeah.
I remember when I was actually in Africa when you and Deborah, during, I think it was Women's Month or Women's Week.
Uh-huh.
Or it was something International Women's. And you guys did honor my mother. And I was shocked at that when I saw that. I was surprised. But that was so, and it was awesome because that same week, I was teaching a message at a church, and my message was actually on honoring women, and I used my mother as the example. So I've learned so much from my mom. It's just amazing to me. She was a phenomenal entrepreneur, just intuitive, an amazing leader. You know, gracious, never went low, always went high, and so I'm grateful. Thank you, Wendy.
Well, we figured we'd start with a woman who kind of started Nehemiah, right? kind of really put that bug in your ear about being an entrepreneur. So
yeah. Well, Wendy, thank you. Well, today, the reason why we have Wendy in the studio today is because she has something amazingly awesome coming up. And I'm so excited about this because it is the first opening of a physical Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community Center. So Wendy, you must be excited.
You know, I don't even have all the words to share how excited I am. You know, we were in our Women in Business Bible study. One of the chapters that we were doing a couple weeks ago was the fulfillment of a promise, a dream. And this is actually a fulfillment of one of God's promises to me, is to be able to build a place to serve entrepreneurs.
Wow.
And so as I said, it's a lot.
Wow.
A lot of excitement, and I'm very humbled that God has placed me here. You know, I think of myself, I'm just one of God's little girls, right? But that he's placed me here is just a very humbling.
Wow. Amen. Arsene, thank you. Arsene just wished me a thank you so much, Arsene. Arsene, I miss you, man. I haven't seen you in a while. Guys, of course, as always, join us with your comments and questions for Wendy as we talk about this. Wendy, this has been a very intentional work on your behalf, on your part, to make this happen. So I thought that it'd be important. We're going to have several podcasts in the next several weeks, even up to the opening, as we talk about different aspects of this. But today I wanted to help our listeners understand exactly what the eCommunity Center is. We're going to talk about vision today and really help understand the impact of the center and what it really means. So first, for those listening or watching, what is a Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community Center?
So our eCommunity Center here that we're opening up is going to be a place for entrepreneurs to come to get our three pillars, training, coaching, and access to capital. But even going a step further in providing a place for virtual office space, a place that they can come and have somebody pray with them. We're going to have a prayer room, our war room, as we're going to call it. This is an opportunity for the Christian community to come around those entrepreneurs. So we will be able to provide a professional address for those who do work from home and need to have that for their being on Google. So we'll be able to provide that for them, as well as our social community, our life groups. You know, it's not all about business development. We also want to make sure we're helping continue to develop their relationship with God. So we'll have our life groups as well as our connect groups.
Mm-hmm. So it's essentially, it's a physical place for both spiritual growth, personal development, business development, community, and engagement.
Absolutely.
So why is Orlando, you know, as the regional director for the MI Project and U.S. director, why is Orlando the first place to have this physical center?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that, Patrice. The Orlando community here has really embraced the co-working space as well. So that helps. My region is based here, but we also have a large alumni base here in Orlando. Most people don't realize that. In Central Florida, we have over 1,000 Christian alumni who have gone through our courses. That's a large community. So that's one of the reasons we're starting here.
Awesome. Yeah, Orlando has been a tremendous place of favor for Nehemiah. I think on the collective, we have a strong, I think either is the number one or number two donor area for Nehemiah, client area for Nehemiah, a lot of alumni, a number of partners.
And investors.
Yeah, investors
as well.
That is true. So it's really a right place. What's interesting, talking about Orlando, why do you think Orlando has done so well for the NEMA project?
I think a big part of that, Patrice, has been our partners. You know, First Pres, Glenn Reppel, George Cope, they have all been very key influencers in our development here in Orlando. And I think also, Patrice, our community is really hungry for a place for Christian entrepreneurs to come together in a way that they've not been able to in the past.
Yeah. Are you at a concern with, you know, opening a physical center in the midst of COVID-19 when everybody's going the other way around? So what are your concerns there and how are you going to navigate all that?
So my biggest concern is having a whole bunch of people for the grand opening, right? That's not going to happen. Traditionally, that's what you do. But as far as COVID-19 goes, I actually see it as a blessing when it comes to opening up the center, because a lot of organizations are realizing that they don't need all the space that they have. A lot of them have had to downsize because of COVID-19. Also, a lot of the larger companies are realizing it's okay to let people work from home. They still work. And so because of a lot of those factors, the statistics on virtual office space has really increased. And I think, Patrice, another thing that has happened is a lot of our entrepreneurs have realized, you know, working from home isn't always great. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of distractions. And there, you know, it's not a place you can meet with your clients. And sometimes you just need to be in a positive and encouraging mm-hmm. space. So I see that the virtual office space is actually going to increase. And the statistics on that virtual office space expanding is actually quite good. And it has been increasing over the last 10 years as it is. But after COVID-19, they're expecting a huge growth. Because one of the things that I'm seeing happen is some of the larger corporations are realizing their salespeople or certain key positions can work virtually and wanting to be able to provide a space where they can meet with clients as well.
Ah, I love it. So in a sense, you see an opportunity when some might actually see obstacles.
Oh, absolutely. The opportunities, you know, Patrice, we, last night, it just happens in our Women in Business BE certificate class, we were talking about opportunities and risk, right? And one of the things that we teach is that, you know, when your preparation meets God's timing. And that's what I'm seeing here. And that's why the doors are opening where they weren't before, because we are, our preparation, we have prepared for this, has now met God's timing.
Wow. Wow. Amen. You know, this says a lot, because one thing with teaching BE is that focus on preparing, because you don't know what the Lord has in store for you.
That's right.
You don't know what the Lord is preparing for you, so that when the timing comes, you're ready to, and you've been sure enough preparing.
Absolutely. Actually, Patrice, I've been preparing for about 7 years.
Wow.
For opening up a business development center. So, if you recall, when you first came to me with the idea of the physical centers, I tried very hard not to be all giddy, you know, be all professional. It was after the call that I got all giddy.
Well, let's talk about vision. So what is your vision for the e-community center in Orlando? Let's talk 10, 20 years down the line. What, you know, what does success look like for you?
So for me, the success of the center would be, this is a place that not only Christian entrepreneurs, but entrepreneurs can come to, because they know that they can get the best training that is available. They can get coaching, but also that there is a place where the environment is loving, has integrity. So, you know, I envision that people will come here just to sit and pray in the prayer room as an entrepreneur. You know, as an entrepreneur, when a sale fell through in your business, or you've had a struggle, being able to know that I can go to the Christian Entrepreneur Center and just pray, right? To be able to provide a place for mentorship for the teens, for the youth who have a desire to open businesses. To be able to provide mentorship in urban communities for those entrepreneurs who are starting up and know that they need somebody to walk alongside them. You know, one of the biggest challenges that entrepreneurs say that they have is feeling that they're alone, right? You know, it's lonely at the top. All the decisions are yours. But I see the entrepreneurship center being that place that they don't have to feel so alone. Whether they are connected through our social community and our life groups, or they're part of our Connect meetings where they are building strong relationships with other entrepreneurs through networking, as well as getting practical tools that they can use for their business. And then the other part of that, Patrice, is that coaching. You know, our program, our Business Success Accelerator, which is our group coaching program, where it kind of brings in group coaching, customized coaching, and masterminding all together. I see those groups going in the center every day. There will be a group in here who are meeting and strengthening their businesses, because when they strengthen their businesses, they build jobs, they build sustainable businesses. And, you know, Patrice, with our mission of building 100,000 jobs in 10 years, I see that the center is going to be an integral part of that.
Mm, awesome. So success for you, 10 years from now, you see, because of the center, you see job creation.
Absolutely.
You see a community of engaged entrepreneurs. You also partnering with the Christian Burr over there, aren't you? Tell us about that and how that will play into what you're looking at.
I am very excited to do that, Patrice. The Christian Chamber here in Orlando, we're going to be partnering, and our Connect groups are going to be in partnership with them as well. So again, another opportunity for Christian entrepreneurs to connect and to build strong relationships. Because, you know, Patrice, it's in community that we strengthen.
Amen.
It's not when we stand alone. And I think, you know, COVID-19 has been another lesson in that. Because as we went into isolation and tried to stand alone, a lot of us struggled. Because we need to be in community. And that's why we call this a community center.
Mm, I love it. I you just made that emphasis. Well, two things. One, let's stay with the chamber for a minute. Do you see that kind of model where, as you grow nationally, partnering with chambers or other entrepreneurship organization within markets as part of the growth strategy here?
Absolutely, because we have to be in community with all of the entrepreneurs, you know, in the areas. I know that the Christian Chamber here, they are looking at the possibility of going national. And when that happens, Patrice, that's just going to really strengthen the e-community centers. But always they're going to need to be in community with the local chambers of commerce, the local churches. That's another area that my goal is that we will partner with them to be able to provide the business development and the community for their entrepreneurs.
Sure.
So that they can encourage them, and they have a way to serve them as well. So we will help them serve their entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. You made the emphasis on the idea of community and how much one of the biggest challenge for entrepreneurs is looking for that sense of community.
Right? Absolutely.
And so it seems like what you're describing for the center is more than just about a physical location, but it's about a home. A place where they can find like-minded people, where they can connect and engage with on an ongoing basis. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing COVID has taught us is that we need to be virtual. Well, that was easy for us, right? Nehemiah was already virtual. We're a global company. We were already doing that. But that's also a component of the center is keeping virtual options and activities as well. Our Connect group, Patrice, we have moved that completely virtual.
Wow.
So we will have a live component, but the people here in Orlando are now connecting with entrepreneurs throughout the United States. Our last Connect meeting had 8 states represented.
Wow.
In that meeting.
Wow.
So we're taking the center. Yes, we have a physical place and we want to serve them, but we also want to help them expand out. You know, our marketplace, our business directory, online directory, again, Patrice, I mean, it's just amazing how we are being able to provide a very cohesive, a very comprehensive way to serve the entrepreneurs.
Wow.
With our online member, our e-community membership, our marketplace, now the physical center. It's a very holistic approach. And, you know, I've told you, Patrice, I was an entrepreneur for about 35 years before I came on board with Nehemiah Project. I've been where they are. I've gone through the struggles and the pain. And I don't know how many times a week I say it. I wish I had this. I would not have struggled like I did.
Wow. So even if I don't live in Orlando, I can still take advantage of services from the Orlando Center. because Absolutely. Of the virtual engagement. So are some of your activities going to be blended at all, where you have people physically in Orlando and then also online, or is it one or the other the way you think?
No, most of them are going to be blended. Even some of our training, we're going to do a blended model. So we will, a trainer will be physically here at the center and people can come into the center or they can join us virtually.
Wow.
Because sometimes, Patrice, travel time can be a problem.
Wow.
And sometimes it's hard to physically get there. We don't ever want that to be a reason that they can't attend a class.
Wow, awesome. So I'm kind of watching this podcast or listening to this podcast, and I'm trying to get a mental image of what I can expect from this center. Walk me through a bit of the menu of service or activities that I can expect from this center, and then kind of tell me what it compares to, so I can have a visual of something that I'm going to be familiar with, that I can kind of say, okay, it's going to be like this. Could you kind of do that for us, please?
Absolutely. So one of the first things is the services is we offer the professional mailing address. As entrepreneurs know, you have to have a physical mailing address, an office mailing address, in order for Google to put you in Google Maps. So a comparison of that is the UPS stores or the Office Depot stores will offer that ability. So you can get your mail here. We can forward it to you. You can come in and pick it up here. When you come in, you're going to be greeted with it from the receptionist. You can come in and use the prayer room. Another feature is you can purchase co-working space. So you can purchase 8 hours a month or 16 hours a month, whatever fits your needs, and use those hours how you see fit. Maybe it's to meet with a client. Maybe, you have a special project you're working to complete and just really need to be in a space that's, going to give you that quiet space, that professional space. There's coaches here on property that maybe you have some questions you want to reach out to them about. So that's the virtual office space. There are a number of opportunities. It's one of the biggest here in, or the closest one to us would be Regis. They provide both of those things, this co-working space. And Regis is also an international organization, so they have sites in other locations. We have the same thing. If you're an entrepreneur and you're in Nairobi, Kenya, you can go to the center there. As we open them up again, you'll be able to, use your hours in one of those if you're traveling. So that would kind of be a comparison with that. Now, the difference that you get here at our center is, one, we have trained Kingdom business coaches here in the office at all times, here for your support. As our e-community, our online platform, if you're a member of that, there's a free level. They don't have to, there's additional levels. But that also provides additional coaching options and additional resources. We, unlike some of the other places, we also have our Connect meetings. We have our seminar that we offer every single month. And one of the things that I'll be doing in the center is the business development piece. So we'll have experts in various areas of the business. Maybe it's social media one month. Maybe it's understanding your financial statements or building a team kind of thing. We'll have guest speakers come in and provide free seminars each month. And the idea behind that is that continuing growth, because my whole idea is to build businesses that are sustainable and profitable. And as you know, Patrice, you need continuing education, continued coaching for that. So the entrepreneurs who have the virtual office space are going to be able to take advantage of a lot of that. But more than that, we share the same values. And that was a challenge that I had as an entrepreneur seeking counsel that did not share my same values. And therefore, some of the advice that I was given was not acceptable. And so that's, does that answer your question?
It does. It does.
Love it. There's so much more we're going to do here.
Yeah, it does. I love it. I mean, I like the comparison. And you're going to also share with us the competitive advantage, if you will, of the center and what may be better at the center versus in another place, which I appreciate. Now, so Wendy, somebody may be listening right now and they're saying, well, what if I want to, can you hear me, Wendy?
I can.
Okay. All right. Somebody may be listening and they're saying, okay, how do I, I'm in another country, I'm in another city, sorry, and I want to be able to bring this idea into that facility, into my city or whatever. How do I do that? So if I want, can I do this somewhere else? I guess is the question.
Absolutely. Patrice, the other thing I forgot to mention is our executive office spaces. We do have executive office suites. So if you want a full-time office, we do provide that. Just imagine being immersed in the center and all that we have here. We celebrate with you being able to take advantage of that. So I wanted to be sure and I let the listeners know about the executive space. So now if you've listened to this and you've decided, you know what, I want to do this in my city. It's absolutely, and we really encourage entrepreneurs who are listening, those who are have this desire to connect with us, they can reach out to me. And it can be done in a number of ways. You can purchase a license and open a center through a license. We do have partnership models where you partner with Nehemiah and we come in and we assist you with that. So if this is something you're interested in, the first thing I'm going to recommend is for you to become an e-community member and start taking advantage of the training and coaching that we offer, and then work with us and we'll get you set up. I envision, Patrice, in 10 years, I want to have an e-community center in every state of the U.S.
Wow. Wow. This is incredibly awesome. Now, so Wendy, let's talk about your grand opening. So when is your grand opening and what activities do you have on that day?
So our grand opening is July 16th. So I'm over the moon on that, Therese. we're going to start off with a podcast first thing in the morning because of the COVID-19 and because of the restrictions that we have on size of groups. I really wanted to make sure that everyone had an opportunity to be a part of this, even if it's not here during that same time. So we're going to start at 9 a.m. with a podcast, and we are going to have myself, Jeanette Herrero, and Dean Blankenship, who are the actual Dean and his wife own the building, and we are partnering with them. So we're going to talk about the vision of the center. On that podcast, the ribbon cutting is going to be from 10:30 to 12. So I'm very excited. We have Case Thorpe, Glenn Ruppel, and George Cope all going to be here for the dedication, which I'm very excited. Glenn Ruppel and George Cope taught my first BE class that I was in. Actually, George was the first person who prayed over me in my entire life and gave me some words that have a significant reason why I'm here today. We're going to do a tour, but we're also going to make that a virtual tour. So if you're not physically here, you can be a part of that as well. We're going to walk you through the building and show you all of the amenities. And then from 12 to 12:30, we're going to have a podcast on our social community. We're going to have some of our current members. We've had our social community, our life groups, and our connect groups have been going on for about 8 or 9 months now. So we have a couple of people that are going to be on that podcast with us to kind of share their thoughts and their experiences. And then we're going to do another podcast on our training and bring in some guests who can kind of speak to the training and how that's helped them. Because, you know, Patrice, it's not about my opinion or what I have to say. It's about what this has done for their businesses. And so bringing in people who can share that with you and share those experiences. And then we're going to have another podcast. We're going to have them throughout the day. And this will be on coaching and how Kingdom Business Coaching has affected their businesses, what it is, how it works, and what you can expect through the coaching. And then our next one at 2 o'clock will be on business development and business support. And that's going to really kind of go into all of the offerings that we're going to have. I'll have our calendar of seminars for the rest of the year, as well as our business development seminars. So all of that will be shared. We're going to have a couple of our entrepreneurs be a part of that who are already, we've already sold some of the virtual space. They'll be here talking about that. And then we're going to have a podcast starting at 2:40 on our access to capital, because that's an important piece of what we do, Patrice, is helping those entrepreneurs who do need access to capital to kind of go through that process. Because I always tell people, we have to make sure that they're prepared, because if you get either a loan or an investment and you're not prepared, all you have is a bigger axe over your head. You know, needing the money was one thing, but getting it and then not understanding how to manage the business to pay that is a bigger headache. And we don't ever want an entrepreneur to go through that. And our final podcast of the day is going to be at 3:20. And this is going to be a special one, Patrice, because Charles Kirst is going to join us for that podcast. And we're going to talk about the urban impact that the center is going to be working on and working towards, and how Charles is our urban impact director, and how him and I are working together to really provide opportunities for growth.
Wow. And you are actually going to be the guest, interviewer for that particular podcast.
Yes, for the last two.
It's going to be your first podcast that you'll be hosting that day. Thank you for stepping in and doing that. It's so fitting, right? That you would, as a matter of fact, hopefully you do well, because I will need folks from time to time to step in for me when I'm on travel. So we'll see. So be careful. You might get a permanent guest host from that day on.
You know, if it serves the entrepreneurs and I can help someone somewhere, I'm happy to do it.
Awesome. Wow. What a treat about activities. And you mentioned this. It seems like the way you've organized the day is such that people can come in and be part of using the social distance formula tour, or they can do it virtually. Tell us a bit more about that so that people understand what the options are.
So, you know, being able to do both, Patrice, we're going to have the podcast. They can come in and join us, because we'll be doing this in our conference room. So they can come in and sit and listen to the podcast live. You know, the tour, our ribbon cutting is at 10:30, and we'll do the tour, but we're going to be offering tours all day. So you can come through at any time during the day. You'll be given a tour. We'll have some information that you can walk away with and experience it firsthand, because that's the other piece, Patrice. People need to see it and touch it. Sometimes that's just really important, right? And also to see our heart. I think that's a part of it as well, Patrice. It's not just about the sale. It's really about the community. And I would love for them to come in. We're going to have our, what did you call the book that we're going to have?
The vision book.
The vision book.
Prophetic. I think it's something vision and prophetic. Yeah. Yeah. I love that you mentioned that. Yeah.
Come in and sign that. You know, Patrice, if I had people coming in all day and sitting in our prayer room, and praying for the center and praying over the entrepreneurs who will be coming in here and being served, oh, I would probably cry. I would be so happy. I would probably cry. But that's another thing, you know, encourage in the Christian Chamber. They're going to be a significant part of that. We're going to be sponsoring their lunch their lunch meeting this month, and inviting them. There's a group, an organization that's part of the Christian Chamber that is going to be invited in here. They're going to actually pray over the building. in the week before the opening. So I'm going to make sure that we're very prepared on spiritually as well as naturally.
I love it. BB Ford says, congratulations, Wendy.
Thank you.
BB, also thank you for your birthday wishes. BB, by the way, reach out to our office. We'd love to have you on the podcast. I want to. BB has followed. Is BB a BE? Has she gone through the BE program?
I believe she's gone through some of the training.
Okay.
And I had the pleasure of being in this same office space with her for a while. She's an amazing woman and doing amazing things right now. I would love for her to share some of that. I follow her on Facebook. I get to see what she's doing too.
Yeah, because so BB, you know, we did a whole series on the George Floyd incident. BB followed almost all of it. I want to kind of get her into studio, kind of talk about her perspective on that, and then also showcase what she's doing. So BB, reach out to our office, let us know. We can kind of schedule you in. Well, Wendy, I'm so excited about your event. I think it's going to be neat and exciting, this grand opening. And, you know, in midst of all the social unrest and the COVID stuff, we need some good news, right? We need some good news. And what's awesome is that you're not allowing what's going on around the nation to hinder your ability to press forward. Now, Wendy, I'm gonna kind of shift a little bit. Before I kind of ask my next question, when it comes to centers, you mentioned this a little bit, centers in other parts of the nation. Do you kind of have a sense, or is this kind of more, you know, do you have a sense of when another center may open up outside of Orlando?
Well, Patrice, we already do have a center in Vancouver. Right? Based where you're at. We don't have virtual office space for that. I am in conversation with one in Tampa, one in Jacksonville, one in North Carolina, and Tennessee. So those are the current locations that I am talking with various people, and we're exploring those options right now.
Awesome. Now, I'm going to switch a little bit because Nehemiah week is coming up.
Yes.
By the way, guys, we still have space because we're doing it digitally this year. If you want to be a part of Nehemiah Week 2020, we want you to, by the way, if people want to register to come to the grand opening, either digital or physically, team, put up how they register, how they sign up for it. And Wendy, can you give us some direction in terms of if I'm watching or listening to this, I say, hey, I want to be there. I want to make sure I reserve my spot. How do I do that?
Well, you can always go to our website under the event section. We do have it listed there. So you will be able to click on that and it will give you the link to register right there. So go to the Nehemiah e-community website and go to events and you'll find our grand opening.
Awesome. Awesome. So with that, Nehemiah week. So August 10th to 15th, Nehemiah week is happening. It'll be digitally. So it'll be all of us from all over the world. And so Wendy, what a wonderful thing. So you're opening your center July, August is Nehemiah week. I mean, what a great thing to share during Nehemiah week. How do you see Nehemiah week impacting your region this year? Normally, Nehemiah Week, you host it. You've hosted for a number of years. Now, this year is digital because we're going to go to Mexico because of the COVID. We're doing it digitally. How do you see this Nehemiah Week this year impacting your region?
Well, you know, Patrice, I think for me, it's going to allow us to reach more people. You know, a lot of people, the travel is difficult. Leaving their business for over a week is a challenge. So, the fact that we're doing this digitally, I believe we're going to have a larger attendance for that. The subject matter and the level of speakers this year is just incredible. I know we've got Oz Hillman and Michael Pink, just to name a couple of speakers. But because we're doing it digitally, some of the things we're offering, some of the chat rooms that we're going to be having, Patrice, for the Q&A, that was not something we've had in the past. And so for my region, my goal is to see so many more people be able to attend that would not have if it was a live event.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, Wendy, you raise a point there, because we've gone out of our way to really leverage technology to make it engagement. It's going to be a lot of community building, a lot of kind of a cross engagement that we've not had in the past. Now, part of Nehemiah Week every year, we have the International Business Brand Competition.
Yes.
And so does North America has a contender this year?
We do. This year, our contender is actually from Canada. So Canada will be representing our region this year. And I am really excited because we have not had that. We had a competitor last year from Canada, but it was the first time in a couple of years.
Yes.
So this year to have one represent, it's exciting.
Well, you know, I've had a chance to see her business, hear her plan. I mean, this young lady, she is a dynamo.
Yes.
So she's going to be a contender for sure.
Absolutely.
So you may have a shot this year. I don't think North America. Well, no, Haiti won 1 year.
Yep. A couple of years back.
Yeah.
That was before we were regional. That was prior to before. Right. So, last year,
Wendy. So
I'm excited about that, Patrice. We've been working hard. Next year is going to be even more, because we've got quite a few more classes that are happening.
That's right.
Next year, you never know. One of our women in business class entrepreneurs may take it.
Who knows?
Who knows? That's right.
So as people are watching and listening, why is it important for people to come to Nehemiah Week and even particularly participate in these competitions that we have?
Well, to attend Nehemiah Week, Patrice, again, it's about the community. Connecting with Christian entrepreneurs around the globe in Nehemiah Week is so powerful. I remember, Patrice, the first time I attended anything having to do with Nehemiah Week was back in 2015. I came to the banquet, and you guys had a lot of challenges that year with the banquet with some technology, but I remember looking around the room and thinking, there is no division here. This is one community. There was no country, there was no race, there was no gender. These were just about 150 people who really, really loved the Lord and was building kingdom businesses. It was a very powerful moment for Patrice, for me. Up until that point, all of my businesses had been, all but one had been pretty much local, and I only worked local. And to see that was just incredible. So now entrepreneurs have that opportunity to connect. Our praise and worship, Pastor Mame is going to be doing that. And that is not something you want to miss, is her singing, and her praise and worship is just amazing. But to be able to do that in different languages that all come together, these are things that we need. We need to be encouraged. We need to know we're in community. And the training and the educational pieces, again, Patrice, are going to be superior this year. All of those little nuggets, all those opportunities to learn things to help you build a sustainable business, I always encourage everybody, take them. Those opportunities to strengthen. And everyone should really consider it. And, building strong relationships is going to be important too.
Wow. So it's about learning. It's about connection. It's about community. And it's also about global connection and community. So we look forward to seeing you guys at Nehemiah Week. Wendy, you've been great. Again, we're going to have you come back again, maybe one more time or so before your grand opening, so we can learn more about what's happening. If you want to be a part of the grand opening for the eCommunity Center Orlando, go to the Nehemiah website, Nehemiah eCommunity.com, there you can go to the event page. You can register and be a part of that. If you want to be join us at Nehemiah Week, go to nehemiahweek.com, nehemiahweek.com. Between the 10th to the 15th, we're going to have activities there. Make sure you sign in and reserve your spot. Wendy, my last question for you. So this has been a tough year for entrepreneurs around the globe, particularly in the United States, because we not only had COVID, but we also have this social unrest. And as entrepreneurs are watching and listening to this, some may be very discouraged. Some may be concerned about just the viability of their business. I mean, statistics are telling us that many will not make it. Many will have to repurpose. What would you say this morning to advise entrepreneurs around the world and even in the U.S. as to why they should press on? Any word of encouragement or any insights to help them navigate these this tough market environment?
Well, Patrice, I encourage them, first of all, to not look at this as a negative, to look at this as an opportunity, right? It's an opportunity to get additional training or coaching to strengthen your business, because this is showing you where you might be weak, right? Also to prepare. You know, you did a series of podcasts, Patrice, on COVID, and one of them was to be prepared. So look at this as an opportunity to prepare your business, strengthen your business plan, look at new opportunities, new ways of doing business. I think one of the things that I've seen a lot of is a lot of us kind of got in a rut, right? We did this, the thing we did, the same way we've done it since we started our business. And COVID-19 forced us to really kind of become innovative. And so think of innovative ways. And maybe downsizing is what needs to be done right now. But again, creating that plan and looking at it objectively. And always seek good counsel. And that good counsel is always going to start in prayer.
Wow. Amen. Always seek good counsel, and that good counsel always starts in prayer. That's a quotable. That's tweetable. I like that.
Always you can quote me all you want, Patrice.
Yeah. Always seek good counsel, and that good counsel always starts with prayer. And Lord knows we need it. Wendy, we'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
I anticipate this grand opening. We're going to believe God that this would only launch, but it will launch well, and it'll be the first of many to come.
And if and, they can stop by and see me before the opening, Patrice, I'm here. So if they
you're there. Perfect.
And see the center beforehand, talk about, you know, if they're interested in the virtual office space or anything, I'm here. You know what? Even if they just want somebody to pray with them, stop by.
Wow. Amen. Amen. That is awesome. So listen, do not leave yet, because we're closing. Because there's a video about to watch. But before you do, hey, if you've enjoyed this podcast, I want you to do me a favor, share with your friends, share with your family, and share it as many folks as you can, repost it, retweet it, whatever it is, share with folks. And if you want to be a part of our community, I want to encourage you to go to our website, Nehemiah Entrepreneurship, or nehemiahecommunity.com, nehemiahecommunity.com. There you can learn, you can join us. Take advantage of our training programs, our coaching programs, and our Access Capital program. And more important than that, you can partner with us to transform the world together. So, but I want you to real right now, join us in August for Nehemiah Week. All right. So make sure you register for Nehemiah Week and join us there. You're about to watch a nice video about it to give you a sense of what it's all about. Join us there. You'll be engaging and connected with entrepreneurs from all over the world as we all seek to be more strategic in how we address the current problem and prepare businesses to propel for the future. But before the video, let me leave you these words. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord enable you to steward those talents, the gifts that He's placed under your care, like what Wendy's doing. And may the Lord enable you to steward them in such a way that one day you will hear those wonderful words. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Guess what? He's now going to make you ruler over much. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Wendy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Watch this video.
Nehemiah Week is an annual event designed to equip entrepreneurs and leaders from around the world to inspire and to honor marketplace leaders for their accomplishments and what they're doing to model Christ in the marketplace.
God is doing incredible things at Nehemiah Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, God has called us to be a light for Him, to be an example for Him, to be a model for Him so that as others see us, not hear us, but see us, they can see a model of Christ.
Yeah, each year at Nehemiah Week, we gather the nations.
Our vision is to transform the marketplace with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, one entrepreneur at a time.
We have learned to do business in a good way. I will actually spread this to our church as well.
Through the course of Nehemiah Week includes information around principles of biblical entrepreneurship, so really looking at biblical economics.
What we've learned this week is about training. Our Nehemiah project is about training and then coaching and then accessing capital.
Nehemiah gave me God's vision. Really impacts the way that I see doing business.
Nehemiah Week not only gives birth to new ideas, it connects us with resources and relationships that makes them possible.
So what we want to do is not just affect here in the U.S., we want to take this curriculum all over the world.
Whatever it is, the question is, what impact will this have on others?
It's something that's going to change lives. So I'm ready to use whatever I have for the benefit of the kingdom of God.
I believe that the nations are going to shake because of this week. Biblical entrepreneurship takes a stand to say we are going to be witnesses for Jesus Christ in the marketplace.